Welcome to Center Stage Minnesota. My name is Charlie Polkerbeck. I'll be your host for this edition of Center Stage Minnesota, which is Northern Community Radio's show that focuses on the talents of Minnesota musicians. And Center Stage Minnesota is an original series produced by Northern Community Radio and broadcast on the stations of Ampers. Find us online at kaxe.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Coming up, our feature is an interview. It's almost more of a conversation and a jam session, but we'll call it an interview that Sam Miltich, jazz guitarist from Grand Rapids, conducted with violinist Gary Schulte. And this interview is produced by Scott Hall at Northern Community Radio. That'll be coming up a little bit later. We'll hear some of Sam Miltich's music. We'll hear something coming up from Prudence Johnson, Patty and the Buttons. We're going to get started this edition of Center Stage Minnesota with something from the Mr. International release from Al Cibola and the Vibro Champs. This one's called Dance with the Fat Daddy.
You wanna dance, you wanna dance, you wanna dance. no boat to sail across the cove or the breadth of the bay. I have no breeze, nor gust, nor gale, so you have to come to me someday.
Someday.
Oh, you have to come to me. Oh, you have to come to me. My heart's not strong. My heart is breaking. Oh, you have to come to me. Oh, you have to come to me. My roots are long, and I can't be shaken. My roots are long, and I can't be shaken. La da 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 la la da 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 la la da 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 da.
Now I have no car, no car to spin down the lonesome highway. The dusty spurs. I know no road that I've ever been down. So you have to come to me. I'm yours. Oh, you have to come to me. Oh, you have to come to me. My heart's not strong. My heart is breaking. You have to come to me, oh, you have to come to me. My roots are long, and I can't be shaken. My roots are long, and I can't be shaken. La da 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 la la da 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 la la da 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 da. I have no trail, no trail to scamper through the limestone quarries or the shell mound shores. The sky is darker, the road is damper, so you have to come to me. I'm yours, but I have no boots. No boots for hiking through the maple forest or the northern pine. I have no lover to my liking, so you have to come to me. Be mine. Oh, you have to come to me. Oh, you have to come to me. My heart's not strong. My heart is breaking. Oh, you have to come to me. Oh, you have to come to me. My roots are long, and I can't be shaken. My roots are long. My roots are long. La da 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 da.
From the 2012 release from Brian Laidlaw and the Family Trade, that one is called Come to Me. It comes from Whiskey with Goliath. And before that, we started off Center Stage Minnesota this week with the Vibro Champs from Dance with the Fat Daddy from Mr. International. And the El Cibola's new project that you've been probably hearing some of lately is The Bad Companions. You can look for an interview feature coming up with them sometime soon on Center Stage Minnesota. And Center Stage Minnesota is our show at Northern Community Radio that focuses on the talents of Minnesota musicians weekly. My name is Charlie Polkerbeck. I am glad to be your host for this edition of Center Stage Minnesota. From Sonic Lovechild's release, called Old Is the New New. This one is a cover of a Dave Rawlings and Gillian Welch song called One More Dollar. Sonic Love Child on Center Stage, Minnesota.
Thank you.
That's Sam Miltich and Dave Carr, and that comes from a release called Darn That Dream, and that one's called Should I Care? Sam Miltich and Dave Carr, that's a 2009 release from those two. Recently, Sam Miltich came into the studios of Northern Community Radio in Grand Rapids and had a conversation slash jam session, we'll call it an interview, with violinist Gary Schulte. And Scott Hall produced and mediated the interview as well. And we're going to hear that right now.
Song called For Sephora, Gary Schulte on violin, Sam Miltich on gypsy guitar. Welcome to another edition of Sam and Friends. I'm Scott Hall with Sam Miltich. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Scott.
Gary Schulte, thank you. First time
I'm
in
so
our
I'm so happy to be here, and I'm looking out there, and there's the gorgeous Mississippi River next to the studio. What a wonderful opportunity.
Well, tell us about For Sephora. Where's this song come from?
Yeah, this tune was written by a contemporary composer and guitarist named Stokelo Rosenberg, who is a gypsy from the Netherlands, from Holland, and was a very influential guitarist for me as a young guitarist. When I picked up the gypsy-style guitar, I had been playing for only about 2 years, sort of drifting from style to style, trying to figure out what it was I wanted to do. And I found Django Reinhardt, and through that music came to Stokelo Rosenberg, who fast became one of my favorite guitarists and composers. For Sephora was one of the first sort of Latin-flavored gypsy numbers. When Gary and I first started playing together here fairly recently, within a year or so, that was a composition that we both loved, and we decided that we wanted to do it, but sort of do it in our own unique style. It's a, you know, we played a bit different than the way Stokelo does. Of course, there's some similarities. Not entirely certain, but I believe that piece was written, composed for Stokelo's sister. Anyways, it's a lovely tune.
Gary, how'd you guys meet?
Well, we met playing this music kind of in the normal way. I think I first heard Sam back in 2004 when he was still a mere teenager. He was the boy wonder, and it was wonderful to hear him. I heard him at a house concert.
That's right.
Then we kind of brushed shoulders over the years. You know, we'd have a gig here or there, but it was kind of the usual gypsy jazz thing where the guitar players, the rhythm guitar player or players are playing La Pompe or the Pump rhythm on the guitar.
A little bit of
strumming
this.
The guitar.
For Latin.
Right. Which is cool, you know, but everybody does that, you know. It's a wonderful form of jazz, particularly for people who hate jazz. They like that. So
yes.
There you go. So we're kind of re-educating. It's our re-education program. So, but more recently, one thing that I've always liked to do and that I've done just on rare occasions with certain people, it has to be a really outstanding guitar player. I think I first did it when I had an opportunity to play and do a concert with Dorado Schmidt, the great French gypsy jazz guitarist. And when we were just jamming one time when he was here before the concert, where I'm playing a melody and the guitar player is playing a solo melody together, which is unusual. Usually the guitar is accompanying the violin with the with the strumming. And if you have two players playing melody together, and particularly if they do not have any other accompaniment, like no bass, no piano, or no other strumming going on or whatever, it's a very intricate, complicated thing to do, to stay on the harmonic changes and to be articulating them to the listener, and to not play notes that sort of conflict with each other. You know, at first it seemed like a novelty, but after a while I became interested in wanting to kind of bring my classical heritage back into the jazz and jazz violin thing and do more of a duo thing. So Sam was game for this, and he's one of these extraordinarily articulate players who can do this, and we're doing it now. So that was an example of Forza Fora taken into this more chamber music, almost classical kind of thing where we're both playing counterpoint and melodic lines together.
Gary Schulte on violin, Sam Miltich on gypsy guitar in this edition of Sam and Friends.
For me, on a personal level, I see the world through sort of a spiritual lens a lot of times. Not a particularly religious lens, but a spiritual lens. Music has been a portal into that world for me, as well as the natural surroundings in the world, the beauty of the world. And I've always wanted to create a sense of beauty, and for me to play music in this fashion... Gary, the same thing. He's a very articulate player and very skilled. To have an outlet to delve into this style of playing is really a gift. And I sort of feel it to be almost sort of a meditation.
Forza Fora, a gypsy jazz piece by Stokola Rosenberg, performed by Sam Miltich on gypsy guitar, Gary Schulte on violin, in this edition of Sam and Friends.
Sam and I have found that we have all this depth as friends and kind of soul mates, And you have to have a profound trust, in a way, in order to do this kind of collaboration.
Yeah, because it really takes sort of an open heart and an open mind to be able to do it. For a long time, you know, I always thought artists sort of took themselves a little bit too seriously. And so I've kind of tried to be fairly lighthearted about my music in that regards. But this has been such a marvelous experience that I don't take myself too seriously, but I take the music itself, or the integrity of the music, very seriously within this ensemble. When you're talking about sort of the intensity that we're in that music, that's a very pleasurable place to be as a musician, as a human being. And I hope that feeling that is produced within me is transferred out into the greater world, into the audience. You know, that's the idea.
Well, on behalf of people listening, I can guarantee it, the intensity and the feeling right here in the studio. Gary, you kind of implied you started in class, being classically trained. Is that right?
Yes, I started when I was a child and came up through the normal channels, learning to develop the technique, you know, to the highest level I could. I studied with Ron Balash, who was in the Minnesota Orchestra, violinist there. And then after high school, I went to music school at Indiana University School of Music, Bloomington, and studied with Ruggero Ricci, who was the Paganini guy, the Paganini prodigy kid. And although he wasn't the kid, he was 50-some years old then. He wasn't the best teacher, you know, because people who are prodigies sometimes are not necessarily good teachers, but he was a good coach, though. I learned a lot from him, but, you know, you had to really be mature to learn from him. You know, you had to kind of find what you can take from it, you know. And what he taught me particularly is how to play double stops. I mean, it's something you learn if you develop your technique. You can play two strings at a time. Sometimes you can play three strings if you know, force it, kind of. But you can play two strings at a time.
Can you give us an example?
The two strings and be playing, you know, two note chords. Or if you break the chord, you know, from two strings to the upper two, the next two strings up, you can get three note chords or four note chords.
Can you give us just an example of that, Gary?
You know, like that. But at any rate, he taught me, he said, you know, you can take any melody or any theme and turn it into chords, you know, like that. And he said, it's a good exercise. And so that's what I did. And so now, you know, I play for a lot of different kinds of folk dance groups and folk tunes and so on. And you can take those tunes and make a whole world out of them by, you know, adding the double stops and chords and things like that. So.
One of the things that Gary and I have shared and that we have in common is we have a great love and respect for the physical geography of a place. Gary is very moved by the landscape. He loves his native country and the sort of the north suburbs of St. Paul there with the oak forest. And I have a deep love of northern Minnesota with the pine. And on my father's place, there is both white oak and conifer trees and pine. And I sort of feel like that's the Deer North Farm is the meeting ground of where the oak, Gary, and the pine, Sam, come to meet. And as a result, you know, sort of the feeling of the land itself is infused in the playing. And in my mind, maybe that's bizarre and abstract to say, but that's what I feel inside of me. We had the opportunity to play in Virginia last night, Virginia, Minnesota, and it was just a tremendous experience. We played there with my father, Matthew Miltich, and Mike Miller on drums. And I have a very tender spot in my heart for Virginia because that's where my grandfather was born, and that's where the Croatian lineage of my family, when they first immigrated, that's where they went to. And where they worked, and so I have a certain affinity and soft spot in my heart. And one of the things I love about that countryside up there, you know, on the Iron Range, is there's both sort of this tough tenacity that exists, but it's to me it feels like out of a sense of survival of how my people and all these other people that came there survived, you know, just all of the conditions that existed, the working conditions, the physical conditions of the climate itself, hot summers and freezing cold winters. And
it's rugged country.
It is rugged country, but there's this sweetness and tenderness. That's what I love about it. That's what I always feel up in that country, is underneath that there's a sort of tenderness to it all and a tenderness to the countryside. And so to be able to play for those people in that town in that landscape. It was very meaningful to me. And we played a song last night that I'd like to play today. This is a tune that I wrote that's titled Homesick, and I've been writing some more material, and so fortunate to have a wonderful violinist to be able to play my pieces. I'm a very lucky man. This is a piece that is titled Homesick. It has a hint of, not a hint, but it has quite a lot of melancholy to it, but also that sense of tenderness to it as well. And I wrote it about my dad's grandmother on the Miletich side of the family. Her name was actually Mary Papa, and that was her maiden name was Papa, and Mary de Miletich. And this is about sort of the experience that many people in America experienced with immigration and feeling that tugging for the homeland, you know, and all those emotions, which are too hard to sum up in words, but we'll try and sum up in song. So this is a waltz that I wrote for that side of the family called Homesick.
Thank you.
Sam Miltich on gypsy guitar, Gary Schulte on violin, playing Sam's song Homesick. On this installment of Sam and Friends, Gary Schulte is Sam's guest today. I'm Scott Hall. Did you play that last night in the bar in Virginia?
We did.
Did you really?
Yes, we did. It's interesting because Gary has classical training. I do not. But our music seems to incorporate elements of both folk themes and classical, and it's sort of European in flavor. That seems to, like, for whatever reason, that appeals. And people just like that. I mean, we played a lot of pretty wild, rowdy music there last night as well.
But we can get rowdy even with this. You know, it's sort of like, you know, when they do the dueling banjos thing, it's kind of like that. Or when we'll have our mutual, in jazz, you kind of call it fuguing, where you got, you know, a bunch of people playing a solo at once. Sam says he doesn't have classical, but I kind of laugh because what this is important, I think, people kind of have an idea of what classical means. But for me, it's very important that it doesn't mean just the literature of classical music. It means an approach to the material and the way you're playing it. And I don't care what his training might be, Sam is very articulate, so he approaches the playing to my needs in a very classical way at times. Now, when I was in latter part of high school and I was getting to the point where a lot of well-trained players are who are starting to be able to play really at a top level, at a professional level, but you're really working hard too, kind of like an athlete, you know, you're practicing 6 hours a day, you're trying to get, you know, because you're building up the strength in your left hand and all that. So you get tired, you know, you kind of need a break. So when I would take a break, I would improvise. I'd do these solo improvisations that were where I'm kind of a natural player. So, you know, even though I'm a classical player, I'm also a natural player. So I would kind of naturally go to these places in my playing that would, you know, relax or take care of the issues that I was having, you know, physical things while I was playing. And I didn't really have an outlet for these improvs at the time. They were just things that I do. But I knew that I liked and believed in improvisation. So as I developed, I went through music school then and didn't do really any jazz there, or any improv there. But after a couple of years after the music school, I started to improvise and, you know, jam with people. But I never understood how to play jazz on the instrument until I heard Stefan Grappelli play, and not his old stuff, but his more current stuff. And then I understood it, and from then on, you know, I kind of really believed in jazz violin playing. But I guess my point, to bring it all together, is that improvisation doesn't have to be jazz. It doesn't have to be folk music. It can be anything. And so what I'm excited about is to take, you know, I'm very much a jazz violin player, but I'm happy to be taking the classical approach back into the form, into what we're doing.
Yeah, I hesitate to even try and put a label necessarily on what's happening. It's just kind of too hard. It just, 'cause, I mean, you know what it is when you hear it.
What's important, though, is to kind of liberate the way the classical label and to say, you know, there are definite aspects to this that are very classical.
Yeah.
You know, without having being written down or being part of any literature. And, you know, and in the old days, in the Baroque era, much of it was improvised anyway.
Another distinction that I kind of like to think about is great jazz players. Let's take Lester Young, who's a favorite of mine, or Django Reinhardt, or John Coltrane, some of these giants of jazz. Improvising, you're creating phrases, you're creating musical phrases. To me, I really don't see a disconnect between a spontaneous creation with the instrument in hand of a musical phrase than someone creating a musical phrase and notating on paper. There is many classical composers who are also great improvisers as well, and that makes perfect sense to me. I'm not trained in counterpoint or classical stuff, but I try and create some kind of contrapuntal line, like something that seems Bach-esque to me in my mind, with Gary as I'm playing, by listening to where his phrases go and following those and creating sort of a conversational approach, which I always thought of those Kansas City guys as, like, they're talking with their horns. it had the cadence and the sound of a conversation.
And this music, as jazz music, comes from the black community and the black cultural tradition. And I've been lucky enough over the years to work with black gospel groups and work in the black church. And you notice there a very important thing where you have an antiphonal thing going on. Even when somebody's giving the announcement, somebody's playing music. There's a dialogue between the music and the people. There's a dialogue between the minister and the congregation. And that conversation is the heart of what really jazz is.
And yeah, that conversation to me, you know, no matter where it may be, when we communicate, we create a sense of community. So communication through through the instruments is just creating a sense of connectedness to other human beings. And
yep, that leads to the other thing we wanted to say is that when we're playing, the audience is 50% of it. Their attention, they're feeding us, we feed them.
That's right.
And not only the people, but the ancestors who were there, and the old trees, and the place. I'm just learning about this, but, you know, Sam was telling me about, you know, we were playing in Virginia, you know, what Virginia is to the Iron Range and the whole spirit of that place that you feel when you go there. All that is part of what you do. Plus, the exciting thing about being a musician is, say you have a 3-night engagement in a place, and maybe you're supposed to be playing the exact same program or whatever. No 2 nights are the same.
And that's the beauty of it, you know, is we take a theme and then kind of weave a tapestry with it. But speaking of themes, there's a beautiful classical theme that we like that actually Stefan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt did that I've been playing for many years. This is an Edvard Grieg theme called Dans Norwegian. It's just a very, very, very pretty piece, and you know, it's an adaptation of a classical theme to a jazz idiom, which is, a beautiful theme is a beautiful theme, just regardless of whether it comes from an old Missouri fiddler, or it comes from Edvard Grieg, or it comes from a Hungarian gypsy, or wherever. A good theme is a good theme, so we're going to play this Edvard Grieg piece. Thank you.
Norwegian Dance by Edvard Grieg, performed by Gary Schulte on violin and Sam Miltich on gypsy guitar on this edition of Sam and Friends. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you for letting us share our thing. This is very new and very fresh for us. We've only been doing this for a little while, and every time we play a gig, it gets better and better. It's just very exciting.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you very much. It was just a wonderful opportunity. We had Gary up in this North Country, and he loves it up here the way we do. So I thought, let's get him into the studio. Let's make this thing happen. So thanks for having us.
Thanks to Scott Hall for producing that interview, and thanks to Sam Miltich for conducting the interview and the slash jam session with Gary Schulte there on Center Stage Minnesota. Center Stage Minnesota is an original series produced by Northern Community Radio and broadcast on the stations of Ampers. Find us online at kaxe.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This one's from Duluth musician Mary Bew, and it's a song called The Honey and the Knife. It's dedicated on the CD to Bob Moynihan, who is one of the founders of the newly established label, making lots of ways and specializing in vinyl out of Duluth, and really has a great roster right off the bat. Here's Mary Bew.
Is what will see us through. first the allergies and the skin erupts into flame, and the only thing that remains consistent is the blood on the knife and the moon as it continues to wane. Wings and fins, wind and life, the taste of honey, and then the night. Wings and fins, wind and life, the taste.
That's Mary Bew, The Honey and the Knife. She's a Duluth musician. You may have heard her on the Great Northern Radio Show that took place in Bagley. This has been Center Stage Minnesota. I want to thank you for listening to another edition of our show at Northern Community Radio that focuses on the talents of Minnesota musicians. This one comes from a release called Once Over Lightly. It's from Patty and the Buttons, and this one's called No Stuff Blues.
I'd hate to see good stuff